is Daf Nun Tes here in Masechet Pesachim, page 59 in Masechet Pesachim. We're dealing with, of course, the topics of the Karban Pesach. Yesterday we introduced the idea that the Karban Pesach has to be brought late in the day. In this way, the Karban Pesach is unique. It's brought after the Karban Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim, after the consistent sacrifice, the Ola, of the afternoon. Normally, all karbanos are to be connected to the Tamid Shal Shachar, to the Karban Tamid of the morning. Karban Pesach is unique in that Karban Pesach is connected with the Karban Tamid of Bein Harbayim. Normally, we have a mitzvah of Hashlama. Hashlama meaning you have to complete. You have to throw into the fire together, you know, as sort of within the domain of the Tamid Shal Shachar. But Karban Pesach is an exception. It's an exception to the rule of Hashlama. And Karban Pesach is brought after the Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim, after the evening Karban Tamid. So we are two lines from the very bottom here on Nun Ches Medeis. Tanu Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a Braita. We're going to learn three Braisas today. This is Braisa number one. Our sages taught us in a Braita. Tamid Kodem LePesach. The Karban Tamid of the evening, that would be brought before the Karban Pesach. So in other words, you'd have the Karban Tamid of the evening, and then after bringing the Karban Tamid of the evening, then you would offer, then the Kohanim, I should say, would offer the Karban Pesach. So first there would be the Karban Tamid of the afternoon, and then there would be the Karban Pesach. And the Pesach Kodem L'Ktoras. The Pesach would be before the offering of Ktoras. Ktoras was offered twice during the day, in the morning and in the evening. So the Karban Pesach was before the Ktoras, and the last thing of the day was the lighting of the menorah. Ktoras Kodemes L'Neros. The Ktoras was before the lighting of the menorah. So according to this braisa, on Erev Pesach, the order of the end of the day is Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim, Karban Pesach, Ktoras, and then Neros. Now the braisa tells us why this is so. Yuchar Davar Shenem Arbo Ba'erev and Beinu Arbayim Ubeinu Arbayim. Let the thing that it says about it twice, right? Evening. It says about the Karban Tamid, I'm sorry, it says about the Karban Pesach, both Ba'erev and Beinu Arbayim. So when you have both Ba'erev and Beinu Arbayim, that's to stress, real evening. Ba'erev and Beinu Arbayim. For example, the Pasuk says in regards to the Karban Pesach, another pasuk, the shachtu also called kala das Israel beinu arbayim. So we have psukim, the one pasuk that says you shecht the karban pesach bo'erev, another pasuk that says beinu arbayim. So once it says both bo'erev and beinu arbayim, that means very late. That should be later l'davar than the thing shlonem arbo bo'erev elar beinu arbayim. That should be later than Karban Tamid, which does not have the word Ba'erev, it just has the word Beinu Arbayim. It says about the Karban Tamid, it's Hakev Sashini, Tasa, Beinu Arbayim, you only have Beinu Arbayim, you don't have both Ba'erev and Beinu Arbayim. So that should be, again, so Yuchar Davar Shenem Arbo Ba'erev, Ubeinu Arbayim, with Davar Shenem Arbo Ba'erev, Elo Beinu Arbayim, Bilvad. Let the matter, which it says about it, both Ba'erev and Beinu Arbayim, be later than the matter, the Karban Tamid, which only says Beinu Arbayim. As the Gemara, if that's the case, the reason why Karban Pesach is after Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim is because Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim only says Beinu Arbayim. Karban Pesach, it says Ba'erev and Beinu Arbayim. If that's the case, Ktoras Veneros Nami, then the Ktoras and the lighting of the menorah, Nikam LePesach, should be before the Karban Pesach. Yuchar Davar Shenamar Bo Ba'erev Ubeinu Arbayim. Let that Karban Pesach, which says about it, both Ba'erev and Beinu Arbayim, be later. So that which it only says about it, Beinu Arbayim. It says about the Neros, and it says about the Ktoras, just Beinu Arbayim. It doesn't say both Ba'erev and Beinu Arbayim. It's the Gemara Shani Asam. There it's different. In regards to the Neros and Ktoras, the reason why they are after Karban Pesach, even though they only have Bein Arbaim, they only have one term, they don't have two terms, both by Erev and Bein Arbaim, is the Miat Rachmana, because Hashem excluded. What are you proposing? You're saying that you should have first Ketores, then you should have the Menorah, then you should have Pesach, because Pesach should be last. Because about Pesach it says both by Erev and Bein Arbaim. And what's going to be? You're going to have your Pesach after Menorah. There's a special pasuk saying nothing should be after Menorah. Miat Rachmana Oso. Hashem says it's the last thing. Nothing else is starting after it. That's why you can't have Pesach after Menorah. Where do we see that there's a drasha from the word Oso? The time you look at a brisa. Pasuk says about lighting the Menorah. Me Erev Ad Boker. Pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Yarocho so Aron uvanav me erev ad boker." Since it says me erev ad boker, what do you learn from me erev ad boker, from evening until the morning? It means tein lamidasa. You have to put into each cup of the menorah enough oil for the whole night. Since you're supposed to burn the whole night, you have to put in enough oil for the night and then light it. So take the lekas me'erev ad boker. So it should be burning from evening till morning. Davarach, another explanation. Why does it say me'erev ad boker? It's to say that in l'chavod shekshir me'erev ad boker alazu. There's no other work. There's no other divine service that it's the time for it. Other than this, this is it. You light the menorah and then you don't do anything else. Alazu bilvat. My time. How do you see that from the words me'erev ad boker? The answer is Amar Kok. The pasuk says Yaroch Oso Aharon Uvanav Me'erev Ad Boker. Aharon will prepare it. Aharon and his sons will prepare it from evening till morning. So that emphasis of the word Oso, Oso Me'erev Ad Boker, it is from evening till morning. Ein Davar Acher Me'erev Ad Boker. Nothing else is from evening till morning. So that's the sort. That's the word Oso. Oso. It says Yaroch Oso Me'erev Ad Boker. It has the word Oso connected to Me'erev Ad Boker. That's to say that only the menorah is from the evening till morning, nothing else. So that's why, what did you propose? You propose you should have menorah and then the Korban Pesach. Then you'd have the menorah and then you'd have Korban Pesach. Wouldn't it be that the menorah is exclusive from evening till morning? It shouldn't be that way. It should be the menorah and nothing else. So that's why the right order is Korban Tamid Shabbein Arbayim, then Korban Pesach, then Ketores, and then menorah. Now, so you might say, one second. So you might say, so fine. So have Karban Tamid Shabbein Arbayim, then have Ketores, then have Karban Pesach, because Ketores only has Bein Arbayim, whereas Karban Pesach has Bo'er plus Bein Arbayim, and then have Menorah. So the answer is, because Ketores Leneros. Ketores is compared to the lighting of the candles, as the pasuk says, of Alos Aranis and Eris Ben Arbaim Yakti Rena Ketores to Midlif Nehashem Adoros Seifem. So Ketores is connected to lighting the menorah, since Ketores is connected to lighting the menorah, and the menorah, we said nothing should be following it, so nothing should be following Ketores either. So therefore, we have Tamash Ben Arbaim because it only says about a Ben Arbaim, and we have Pesach because it says about Pesach Ba'erev plus Ben Arbaim. And then we have Ketores, which is because it's compared to Menorah. Then we have Menorah. Nothing should be following Menorah. Menorah is the last thing. Yeah, Izzy, a question.
No, my question is just, what is the definition of Erev according to the Torah? It's mean Laila.
Yes. Yes. Erev has been evening. You know, Miki Natutz Lalei Erev, right? When you have when it's dark out, the sun is going down.
We're saying there is no other Avodah. So if it's Laila, we matrivim kol ha-Laila et ha-Salavim.
Yeah, but that already started before. Since that started before, you're just continuing what already started. That's not considered a new Avodah. Sure. Thank you. All right, so that is Brisa number one. According to Brisa number one, the order of the Avodah on Erev Pesach is, okay, you have the Tamid Shel Shachar, normal, you do whatever else you would bring on the morning, and then after Tamid Shel Shachar, you have Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. After Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, according to Bryce number one, you have many, many Korbanos Pesach, and then you have Ketores, and then the Menorah. However, according to Braisa number two, Betanya, we have another Braisa, Kikushyan, which accepted our question. According to Braisa number two, it's a different order. According to Braisa number two, we are now in Nun Tesamad Aleph. Tamid Kodem Lektoros. First you have, according to Braisa number two, first you have the Karban Tamid, Shalbein Arbayim. And after the Karban Tamid, Shalbein Arbayim, according to Braisa number two, according to Braisa number two, after the Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim, you offer the Ketores. So it's not that after Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim you offer the Pesach. After Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim there's the Ketores. And then Ketores Kodemes the Neiros. Then after the Ketores there's the Menorah. And then the Neiros Kodmos the Pesach. And the Menorah is before the Korban Pesach. So according to this, Korban Pesach is in fact the very last thing. So the logic of this price is Yuchar Davarsh Nemar Be'erev Bein Arbayim. Let that thing which says about it both Be'erev and Bein Arbayim, indicating it really has to be the latest. That should be the latest. Let Davarsh Nemar Bo Elo Bein Arbayim Bilvad. That should be after Ketores and Menorah and Tamid, which only have one word Bein Arbayim. I point to Braisa number two, Vaksiv Oso. What are you going to do with the fact that it says Me'erev Ad Boker, Yaroch Oso, Aron of Anav, Me'erev Ad Boker? What are you going to do with the word Oso, which seems to say that the menorah should be last? So they're going to learn, according to Braisa number two, the word Yaroch Oso, it's done and nothing else. That's to say, things that are like it. Where is the menorah offered? The menorah is offered in the Heichal. So you don't start anything else in the Heichal after the menorah. So mind you, Ketores. You don't do Ketores after Menorah. You do Ketores before Menorah. But Korban Pesach is offered on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. It's offered on the outer altar. Since it's offered on the outer altar, that can happen even after Menorah. Zaka Zadach Minu would have thought to say, Holuk Sivvalos Aron HaSaneres Ben Arbayim Yakti Rena. Since the Pasuk is when Aaron will light the candles, then he will offer the Ketores. So it sounds like Eimanadik Neres Bereshavod and Akhtu Ketores. It sounds like first you have to light the candles and then you light the Ketores. That's why I mean Rachmana Oso. That's what the Pasuk says, the word Oso. No, the menorah is the last thing, nothing's after the menorah. One second. If so, what do you do with the Pasuk? Ela Bein Arbayim Yaktirena Lamali. So what's the Pasuk saying when it says, Uvalos Arnas Aneres Bein Arbayim Yaktirena? That sounds like after the lighting of the menorah, he does the Ketores. We just said, no, that the Ketores is before the menorah. What Hashem means by saying it means the following: the eat in the middle of Kasneiros, the time that you're lighting the menorah, say Mikdash Ketores. The Ketores had already been lit. The Ketores has already been burned. The Ketores is already burning when you're lighting the menorah. But because of the word Oso, Oso Yaroch Oso Aron of Anav Me'erev Ad Boker, that's it from evening till morning. Menorah, nothing after menorah. All right, so these are two brisos, an argument whether the last thing on Erev Pesach is Korban Pesach. Or, Bryce number two, the last thing on Erev Pesach is like every other day, namely the lighting of the menorah. All right, Bryce number three. Honor Rabbanu Lidin Bryce. Eilach Adavar Shekodim L'Tamid Shel Shachar. There's nothing burned in the Beis HaMikdash before we burn the pieces of the Ola of the Tamid of the morning. Elach Ketores. The only thing that could be burned before the Tamid Shel Shachar in the morning is the Ketores of the morning. Shenem Arba, because it says about the Ketores, Baboker and Baboker. It says about the Ketores twice, the word Baboker. Baboker, Baboker. So therefore, Yukdam Ketores, let Ketores come first, Davar Shenem Arba, Baboker and Baboker. That should come before that which doesn't say about it, the word Baboker twice. Because it says in Ketores, Victor Olivar, and the Ketores Sam, Baboker, Baboker. So that should come before Yukdam, that should be before the Davar, before the thing, Shalonem Arba, Baboker Echad. That should be before that which it only says about it, the word Boker once. Which is the Karban Tamid. It only says about the word, about Tamid, the Tamid, Boker once. It says about the Ketores, Baboker, Baboker. All right, that's law number one. Nothing before the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar other than Ketores. Because Ketores is Baboker, Baboker, and Tamid Shel Shachar is Boker. Ve'en lecha davar, shemes akev, achar Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. In the same way, Tamid Shel Shachar is what starts everything. Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim ends everything. You don't offer anything after Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, so there's a very beautiful Musar lesson here. The first service is the Ola, the Tamid Shel Shachar. You burn everything. And the final service is again an Ola, Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. You don't say the final service is a Chatas or an Asham or a Shlamim. The final service is an Ola. Because the Ola means everything goes to Hashem. And so what frames the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash is that everything goes to Hashem. That's the message. Everything, when we live life, everything we have is for Hashem. The message of the Ola, everything is for Hashem. That's what frames all of the service. Nothing before, nothing after Olos. Olos is the message of Avodah. So the Elul Chodav Hashem Esakiv, Achar Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, there's nothing that happens after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, with other than the following few exceptions. Elektoras, the Ketoras comes after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, because the Ketoras, as we said, was compared to the menorah. The menorah, it says Yaruch Oso, and the Neiros of the menorah. And Pesach, Karban Pesach comes after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, because in regards to the Pesach, we have both the word Ba'erev and Bein Arbaim. So just like Baboker, in regards to Ketoras, means Ketoras has to be the very, very first. Ba'erev and Bein Arbaim means it has to be the very, very last, even after that which says about it, Bein Arbaim. And now there's a fourth exception that we haven't seen yet. Umechusar Kippurim, Ba'erev HaPesach. So you have someone who is a Metzora. A Metzora has to, you know, the lesions on his skin have to heal. And then he has a whole service. On day 8 of that service, he's supposed to bring karbanos. And then he becomes pure enough to be able to eat the meat of karbanos. So let's say you have someone who has a Metzora, and he forgot to bring all of his karbanos. Maybe he brought some of them, he didn't bring all of them. And he realizes, 1 second, it's Erev Pesach. It's after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. I didn't bring all of my karbanos. Now I'm not going to be able to eat Karban Pesach, because I'm still a shlishi l'tumah, I'm a mechusar kippur. So 1 second, he's going to have to go to Pesach Sheni. Maybe they already brought for him his Karban Pesach. He signed up for a Karban Pesach. He paid money for it. So then, mechusar kippur, on Erev Pesach, we would bring his karbanos. To enable him to eat the Karban Pesach that night, we'll let him bring his karbanos after. We'll let him bring his karbanos after the tamid of the evening. Shetov el shenis, he'll go to the mikvah a second time. And once he brings his karbanos, v'ochel es pischol ha'erev, and we will let him eat his karban pesach that evening. Okay, so that's a new exception. A new exception to the law that there's nothing after the tamid shel bein arbaim is that a mechusar, according to the Tanakhama, someone who needs a karban brought in order to be able to eat Karban Pesach, we would bring for him a Karban after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, Rabbi Shmuel the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said, it's not only for the sake of Pesach that we would bring a Karban after Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Af Mechusar Kippurim B'Sha'arim Os HaShana. Let's say a guy is a Mitzora, and he brings some Shlamim of a Nedava. And now we brought his Shlamim for him. And now we brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. He said, oh my gosh, but I forgot to bring all of the karbanos I was supposed to bring for as a mitzvah. Now he's not going to be able to eat his shlamim meat. Now, there is a mitzvah to eat shlamim meat, the pasuk says, v'achlu osam asher kuvar bahem. There's a mitzvah to say, v'achlu osam, they should eat them. V'achlu osam asher kuvar bahem. Both the owner of the shlamim and the kohanim who eat the meat of the shlamim, they're fulfilling mitzvos. So now he has a mitzvah of eating the shlamim meat, but he can't because he's still a mitzvah. He still has tumah. He still has tumah. He didn't bring all the karbanos of mitzvah. So to enable him to eat a shlamim meat, also b'sharim os hashana shetovel, we'll let him bring his karban, then we'll make him go to the mikvah, ochel b'kachmal erev, and then enable him to eat the meat that evening.
Robin?
Yeah. Question: Izzy.
I'm sorry. I don't know why it's the quotation is saying if he didn't bring the korban, you know, and he was in the mikveh, but korban at the midokrat, and he didn't bring his korban. In loyakrit korban, kayav karev. Why? Maximum, he would not eat korban pesach.
No, but then he gets karet, because he doesn't have pesach. He doesn't have the mitzvah of karet. He doesn't have the mitzvah of pesach. If somebody doesn't do the mitzvah of pesach, he gets karet.
Just because he didn't eat,
but
he was not, he was
tameh. Yeah, but still, he didn't do the mitzvah that he was supposed to do.
It's very interesting. Thanks.
Thank you. So the Gemara says, Mishnah Tanakama. According to Tanakama, who says that we would let him a Mechusar Kippurim bring his karbanos after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim on Erev Pesach. That's fine. Let this mitzvah, doing Karban Pesach and eating the meat, which is a mitzvah that has a severe punishment of kares. The only two mitzvahs I say that have kares, Pesach and Bris Milah. So let the mitzvah of Pesach that has kares, it could overrule the general mitzvah that you're supposed to make all your karbanos part of the Tamid Shal Shachar, not after the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. Shembo kares, because that's not a law with such great obligations. It doesn't have a kares penalty to it. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, who said that just for the sake of eating meat of a shlamim, we'd let a guy offer karbanos after the Talmud Shobain Arbayim. My umadai asay may asay. Why is the asay of eating the meat of the shlamim v'achlu osam asher kuper behem? Why does that overcome the law of hashlama? The asay of do everything with the karban Talmud Shal Shachar. Don't do anything after the karban Talmud Shobain Arbayim. Amar Avinu Rav Chizda, Ravina say answer the name of Rav Chizda. There are ways where you won't violate the Asay of Hashlama. There are ways where you don't violate the Asay of Hashlama. Ach, over here, let's say he's a Mitzorah who's poor. And so the Chatas that he's bringing is a Chatas which is a bird. The Chatas of Askina. Shein Mizbeach Ladzama. Chatas of. The blood is thrown in the Mizbeach, but none of it gets burned in the Mizbeach. The law of Hashlama is about Haktara, it's about burning. You have to burn certain things on the Mizbeach. But this doesn't get burned. Then there's no violation of Hashlama. Rav Papa and Rav Papa give a different answer. We could be talking about a guy who's wealthy, who's bringing a chatas of an animal for as a mitzvah. And nevertheless, he doesn't have to violate Hashlama. He realizes he didn't bring his chatas, so he slaughters the chatas and sprinkles the blood. That's not violating Hashlama yet. Violating Hashlama would be to throw pieces into the fire after the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. He doesn't do that. Mala, he takes the animal, puts it on top of the mizbeach. Umalina b'roshos shel mizbeach, and he lets it sleep on the top of the mizbeach. And it's there. It's on the top of the mizbeach. Now, when it's there on the top of the mizbeach, then there is no law of lina, of sleeping too long. Plus, there's no problem of there's no lina. And there was no haktar yet, so he didn't violate Hashlama. He didn't throw it into the fire. So Gemara says, okay, talking about a mitzorah, okay, give an answer about the chatas. Vayika asham, but there's the asham. Originally, Rav Papa's solution would work for the asham too. Hanadamalamla. He would slaughter the asham and just put the meat on top of the mizbeach. And if it stays on the mizbeach, it doesn't get disqualified as lan. And then in the morning, after the Tamid Shal Shachar, he'll throw it into the fire. He says only chatas of. What about the asham? There's no such asham out of a bird. I mean, they'll say that according to Rav Chizda, the case that we would have let the Mechusar Kippurim offer his offerings after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim would have to be Shakar of Asham, where he already brought his asham before the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, because the asham, in fact, would be a problem. Okay, according to Rav Chizda, another problem, Vayika Ola, but there's also an Ola that has to be brought. We're going to say, no, the Ola is not Ma'akiv, you don't necessarily have to bring it to get kapara, to get purification. But also the same way the Mitzorah needs to bring his Chatas and his Asham to become pure, he also has to bring his Ola to become pure. So if you're going to tell me the same answer, the Ola was already brought. So mikarva olasa kadam lachatasa. Could there ever be such a thing that the ola is brought before the chatas? Lachatasa rishon. Can it be that it's brought before the chatas? Which it says about the chatas. It says about the chatas. It has to be rishon. What time we learned in a brisa? The pasuk says, "Vehevi osam ala kohen vihikri v'sasher lachatas rishona umalakas rosho imul arpa v'lo yavdil v'sasheni yase ola kamishpat v'chiper ala kohen michatas so asher chata v'nislachlo." So one, the pasuk says vihikri v'sasher lachatas rishona. He'll bring that which is for the chatas first. So ma tamalom, why did he have to say it? Im lamit shetei kodemus la'ola. If the chatas had to be before the ola, Rik Varnamber then says in the next pasuk v'sasheni, in the second one yase ola kamishpat. But the fact that it said again, this pasuk, because v'sasher lachatas rishona, elazeh bara'av, this is to teach you, this will be a source for everything else. The kol chatas, you kodemus kol ola sabosiman. Whenever you have a chatas and an ola coming, the chatas has to come first. Kaimon avil chatas sa'of, kodemus la'olos behema. Even a chatas sa'of, which is again much cheaper than an animal, and no part of it gets burned in the fire, that would be brought before an olas behema. So, if that's the case, this mitzora, who didn't bring his karbanos before the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, So we say, okay, but to enable him to eat a shlamim, we're going to let him bring his karbanos afterwards. So what about the mitzvah of hashlama? How could he go bring his karbanos after the tamid shel bein arbaim? It violates the law of hashlama that everything should be together with the tamid shel shachar. Then okay, you know, he found the solution. He's going to slaughter the animal. He's just going to put the meat on top of the mizbeach and wait till the morning and then throw the meats into the fire. Okay, that works for Rav Papa. Rav Papa likes that solution. Rav Chizda didn't like that solution. Rav Chizda said the case is that he's going to bring a chatas, which is a bird. And a chatas, which is a bird, doesn't go into the fire anyway. Okay, that's fine with the chatas. What about the ola? You say, oh, he brought the ola already? It can't be. You bring the chatas always before the ola. If he's bringing the chatas of the bird after the tamid shel bein arbaim, that means he hasn't brought his ola yet. So Amar Rava, Rava said, Shani olas mitzora. Even though generally we have a rule that whenever you have a chatas with an ola, you have to bring the chatas first and then the ola. The ola of mitzora is different. Rachmana, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about the ola of mitzora. Now turning to Nintosami Beis. The he'ela ha-kohen es ha-ola. So it says, ve'ela ha-kohen es ha-ola. I could have just said, es ha-ola ya'ale. Why did it say, ve'ela ha-kohen es ha-ola? That's to say, she'ela kvar, that the ola of the mitzora could have been brought before. The ola of the mitzora can be brought before chatas. It could be brought before the chatas is brought. So that's the case. The ola was brought already. And now it's after Tamid shel bein arbaim. Oh my gosh, I didn't bring my chatas. Okay, take a chatas of a bird, and we'll let you do it. It's not violating hashlama because you're not burning anything. You're not burning anything with the Tamid shel bein arbaim. You wait till you don't have to burn anything. It's a chatas of. Only Rav Shambar Abba or Rav Papa. Rav Shambar Abba said to Rav Papa, the Yedachta Amit, you who said that the solution is how we would let somebody bring his mitzora karbanos after the Tamid shel bein arbaim. Is because malo malina berosh shel mizbeach, because you will let him slaughter his chatas and the meat of the chatas, he'll just put on the top of the mizbeach and wait till the next day after the tamid shel shachar thrown into the fire. Is that so? Kayamin v'avdinim milsul lekohanim da'asubuli de'takala. Are we going to get up and do something for the kohanim that they might now make a mistake with? The sari diomihu, they might think that these pieces of the chatas are just, let's say, leftover limbs and fats of the ola. Of the olos of the day. They might throw it into the fire during the night, and then they'll be violating gashlama. I'm going to say no. In general, we don't want, you're right, in general, we don't set up situations where people might fail. But Kohanim are different, because Kohanim's Rizenheim. Kohanim are very passionate, they're very careful, they're very energetic. You tell the Kohen, listen, these are pieces of a carbon that was only slaughtered after the Tamid shel bein arbaim. These are pieces that can't go into the fire till the morning. You have to wait till the Tamid shel shachar, and then you can throw these pieces into the fire. He'll make sure these pieces don't go into the fire till after the Tamid shel shachar. What will go into the fire at night are the things that are supposed to go into the fire at night. Karbanos that were already slaughtered before the Tamid shel bein arbaim, that they could have been thrown during the day. Some parts of them were, some parts weren't. Those are the pieces that will go into the fire during the night. Amar Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Some say Rav Ashi asked this question to Rav Kahana, but Ami others say Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan asked this question to Rav Papa himself. Rav Papa again says that the case, according to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, that you are offering Karbanos Mitzora after the Tamid shel bein arbaim is even the Chatas, but you're just slaughtering it and leaving the pieces on the Mizbeach until the morning, till after the Tamid shel shachar. So Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nasan, said to Rav Papa, "V'akamid lo miskatri emuri kohanim lo matzi achli basar." Don't we have a rule that if you haven't thrown into the fire yet the parts of the fats that are supposed to go into the fire, then kohanim are not allowed to eat the parts of the carbon that they normally eat? And if the kohanim didn't eat the parts of the carbon that they normally eat, then the owner who brought the carbon doesn't yet get kapara. So what's the whole point? We were saying we can ignore or we can find a workaround for the mitzvah of hashlama in order to enable a guy to become pure enough to eat his shlamim. 1 second. For him to be pure enough to eat his shlamim, his carbon has to work for him. So we said, oh, we'll slaughter it, we'll throw the blood. That's not enough. Kohanim have to eat it. And Kohanim can't eat it unless things are thrown into the fire. If things are thrown into the fire, it's violating hashlama. The time didn't learn a braisa. Maybe Kohanim would be allowed to eat the chest and the thigh of a carbon before the fats are thrown into the fire. That's what the pasuk says. Victor, the coin is to burn the fats on the altar in the fire. And after that, and the chest will be for Aaron and his sons to eat. Therefore, come with the Kohanim lo'achti basar, as long as the Kohanim are not even allowed to eat the meat, and they certainly didn't eat the meat, b'ayim lo miskapri, the owners didn't get kapara, the tannis don't get a rice of achlu osam asher kupar bahem. And they'll eat them, that which is going to create kapara through them. That means that the Kohanim have to eat, u'ba'ayim lo miskapri, that's how the owners get kapara. Amar le, so either Rav Papa answered, or Rav Kahana answered, came lo esher. Since really you want to throw the pieces, the fats of the chatas into the fire. But you can't, because this chatas was only slaughtered after the Temet Shebein Arbayim. So that's like when there's some external reason making it impossible for the fats to be offered, and then actually the meat can be eaten. Asam kamisha nitmu, it's as if the fats have become tameh, or shabdu, or lost. Let's say the fats of a karban that are supposed to go into the fire get tameh. Or they get lost. Maybe Yachol or you Kohanim Zakoim because of a shok. Maybe the Kohanim then still can't eat the chest and the thigh. Tamlomitz, the pasuk says, no. Hayachazel Aaron Levanav. And the chest will be for Aaron and his sons. Mikol Makom. In any case, even when you didn't offer the fats. There are certain cases when you don't have, you know, fats and thighs. You don't have, even though the fats were not thrown into the fire. Nevertheless, the chest and the thigh is permissible to be eaten because it says, "Va'yachazel Aaron levanav," and the chest will be for Aaron and his sons under all circumstances. Even when you didn't offer the emurim, the chest is there for Aaron and his sons. So when you can't offer the Emurim, because the Emurim are lost, the Emurim are tummy, or you can't offer the Emurim because offering the Emurim would violate the law of Hashlama, then you're allowed to eat the meat. So since the Kohanim were allowed to eat the meat, therefore the owners got kapara, and then the owners became tzar, and then the owners could eat the shlamim. All right, another topic about, another issue about this law that we don't offer into the fire after the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim anything. Normally, except for exceptions. Rav Kahana Rami, Rav Kahana asked if there's a contradiction in Pesukim. Ksiv, the pasuk says about the Chagiga, Lo yalin chelav chagiga ad boker. The fat of my Chagiga should not sleep over till morning. Okay, ad boker de lo yalin. You can't have it sleep over till morning. But throughout the night, it could be there. Right? It could sleep half the night and then be thrown into the fire. It just can't go the whole night till the morning. I understand. What about this law that we were talking about the whole day, Hashlama? Ksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, "V'hikter le'achal ve'hashlamim"? You're going to offer to, and he, the kohen, is to offer on it, on the tamid shel shachar, all the fats. All the fats are offered, the hashlamim, the fats of the shlamim, the fats that complete karbanos. The hashlama, the completing of karbanos, is always with the tamid shel shachar. So that means after the tamid shel bein arbayim, what are you doing offering the chelav chagi, the fats of the chagiga? Allah hashlim kol karbanos kulam. On it, on the tamid shel shachar, you complete all the karbanos. Not on the tamid shel bein arbayim. So most of Rav Kahana asked this contradiction. Umefarakla, he answered it. Kishani tosu. Let's say the karban was already slaughtered, and some of the fat was thrown. Let's say the blood was already thrown onto the mizbeach. And there's leftovers. Their fats haven't been brought. They haven't been put into the fires. But they could have been put into the fires. He just left them over. In the time of the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, you could have thrown these fats into the fires. You had the Tamid Shel Shachar. Then you slaughter some Karban, the Chagiga. Karban Chagiga. You throw the blood on the Mizbeach. You could throw the fats into the fire. You just chose not to. Okay, if there was already a time that it was permitted to be thrown into the fire, it's already considered connected to the Tamid Shel Shachar. At the time of the Tamid Shel Shachar, you could have thrown it into the fire. You had it, you could have thrown it into the fire. You happened to choose not to. Okay, but since it was already nitzan, it was already given over to be able to be thrown in, it's already within the category of Hashlama, and it's not a violation of the law of Hashlama.
Your intention was enough?
Even less than the intention. It was capable. It was able. It was able. It was connected to the Mizbeach already. Okay, you didn't do it, but it was connected. So it's connected within the right time frame, and later you'll actually do it. But it was fine. All right, a similar contradiction. Rami le Rav Safra le Rav. Rav Safra asked the contradiction to Rav. Siv, the pasuk says, Lo yalon laboker zevach chag haPesach. Do not leave over till the morning the offering of the Pesach. Laboker de lo yalon. You can't leave it over till the morning. Hakal alay lo yalon. But you are allowed to leave it over the whole night. Right? So you can keep offering things throughout the night. Ivok siv. So how could you be offering the fats of the Pesach during the night? Ivok siv. But the pasuk says, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato. The Ola of Shabbos is brought on its Shabbos. That tells you for the olas chol b'Shabbos. You can't offer the ola of a weekday on a Shabbos. The olas chol b'Yom Tov. You can't offer an ola of a weekday on Yom Tov. So how could you offer the fats of Karban Pesach onto the fires of the Mizbeach at the night, on Seder night? It's Yom Tov. And Karban Pesach is a Karban of the weekday. Amar leis, Rav answered Rav Safra, Kvar Ram Yaniel Rav Abba Barchil Rav Avo. Rav Abba Barchil already asked this very question to Rav Avo. Shanelin, he gave the following answer. This pasuk of Yom Tov is not talking about all Karbanos Pesach. It's not saying that every Karban Pesach don't leave it till morning. No. Any Karbanos Pesach, you can't even leave it till the night. You certainly can't leave it till the morning. But it says, don't leave it till the morning. It's referring to a particular case. When Erev Pesach was Shabbos. So, of course, Erev Pesach on Shabbos, you're still allowed to slaughter the Karbanos Pesach. So these are fats not of a Shabbos. These are fats not of a weekday sacrifice. The Chelvei Shabbos, Kriven B'Yom Tov. These are fats of a Shabbos. Shabbos sacrifices, their fats can be offered on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is a lesser sanctity than Shabbos. Amar Lei. So he said, that's the one case of the Pasuk. Bishub the Chelvei Shabbos, Kriven B'Yom Tov. It's true, because Chelvei, the Chalavim of Shabbos can be brought on Yom Tov. We're going to now say that this Pasuk, which is seemingly talking about all Karbanos Pesach, it's not talking about all Karbanos Pesach. It's only talking about this one case when the Erev Pesach was on a Shabbos. Emily said, yes. Shav Kilikra, leave the Pasuk. Tehu Dachik, the Pasuk is very hard to understand. So when they have an intrinsic difficulty, it's as if the Pasuk is itself saying it's only talking about a particular case. It's only talking about this case. This Pasuk is only talking about a Shabbos. Erev Pesach on Shabbos, then lo yalav chelim chagi on Boker. Then don't leave the fat till the morning. But if Erev Pesach is not on Shabbos, Erev Pesach is a weekday, then don't leave the fats till the night. don't leave them till the morning. Get them all into the fire before Yom Tov, because once it's Yom Tov, how can you be throwing that which is a whole sacrifice into the fire on Yom Tov? Okay, Ad Kan, Daf Nun Tes, Hashem Yisbarach. We'll start tomorrow with